Greetings, everybody. Today I want to talk about the attitude of open receptivity in our prayer and in our lives. And to do this, I want to begin with talking about light. The light that reaches us from the sun and other stars has a very wide range of wavelengths. This full range of wavelengths is called the electromagnetic spectrum, and ranges from gamma rays on the one end to radio waves on the other. This diagram illustrates this range of waves with gamma rays on the right and radio waves on the left. As you can see in this diagram, gamma waves are very short wavelengths with high energy and frequency, which makes them very dangerous to human health. Fortunately, our atmosphere protects us from these rays from the sun. The rays with longer wavelengths, from ultraviolet light onwards, can get through the atmosphere, although we are protected to some extent from ultraviolet rays. What you notice in this diagram is our eyes can only detect a very narrow range of wavelengths, which is called the visible light spectrum. This is a tiny fraction of the full electromagnetic spectrum. In this diagram, the small range is blown up to show the full color spectrum, but actually it's a very small fraction of the whole electromagnetic spectrum. Our eyes cannot detect the wavelengths outside this narrow range, but that does not mean that these are not present. You can be in a totally dark room and still be in the presence of light. Your eyes just don't know it. This is especially true for the longer wavelength radio waves that can easily bend and weave and find their way about the place. These are around us all the time. And these are used in the signals of our radios, televisions, cell phones, and so on. I find this a very helpful analogy for the presence of God, Spirit. Just because we can't see or hear God physically does not mean that God is not present all the time. But relying on our usual modes of detection fail us. Even at a deeper sensing level. I don't know if you've had this experience, but at first in one's prayer journey, it can seem fairly easy to sense the presence of God. And there may be moments when we sense a real connection and intimacy. But with time, this becomes more and more subtle. And I've realized that this is an invitation to perceive God in a much more sustained way, allowing us to come to know that God is never absent, no matter how dark it may seem. But now back to our light spectrum. In astronomy, there are two main types of telescope, optical telescopes and radio telescopes. Optical telescopes are used to show us what can be seen in the visible light spectrum. So they pick up the obvious information using the visible light that reaches us from planets and stars. But there's so much more out there that we cannot see in the band of visible light. If we were to only rely on that information, we would know very little of what goes on out there. Radio telescopes capture the parts of the spectrum that tell us about the dark, mysterious end of things. For example, radio astronomers are able to discover other planets out there that revolve around distant stars. They can detect blasts that come from the heart of galaxies. And they can even study stars that eat other stars. These are called binary star systems. Another fascinating example is that radio telescopes can detect light that was given off during the Big Bang, which is called the cosmic microwave background, and gives us information about the early universe. I won't go any deeper into this, that's a topic for another day. What I want to focus on today is how this detection is done by radio telescopes. These telescopes are constructed using huge open dishes that then reflect the waves that they gather onto a receptor, and these signals are translated and formed into visible images by astronomers. These dishes have this shape so that they can gather as many of these faint wavelengths as possible. Optical telescopes can only be used at night when it is dark, but radio telescopes can function all day long. But they need to be positioned in very empty, quiet places, such as deserts, places where there's very little interference from other sources. In South Africa, we have a radio astronomy project that started out as the Karoo Array Telescope, or CAT, which is positioned in a very remote, quiet part of the Karoo Desert. This is now being expanded, and so it's now called the Meerkat, real South African humor. But this has struck me as a wonderful analogy for prayer. If we stick to the obvious way of seeing and knowing, our field of view is limited. We need to attune to the more subtle frequencies of the spirit. This requires silence and non-disturbance from other sources. We also need to be wide open and receptive so that we can attune to the more subtle but never absent stirrings of the Spirit of God, and develop a felt sense of this presence. This does not mean doing away with our mind's way of knowing, but rather to recognize its limitations and to open ourselves to deeper ways of knowing that we discover in quiet receptivity, allowing ourselves time to tune in to these more subtle frequencies. We will always come back to our minds, and they are incredibly helpful tools to help us to gather what we're learning. But the wonderful invitation for us is to come to know God for who God is and who we are in this much more vast realm of knowing and being. A picture that I have found helpful in shifting into a receptive attitude in my prayer is of opening my heart and my whole being to God, like a wide open bowl, and to avoid trying to grab onto content, such as thoughts or even insights about God, but to allow myself to remain empty and quietly receptive. As we do this in our times of quiet prayer, we can begin to attune to the more subtle, mysterious sense of God's presence and be more free to respond from this place of an open, available heart. This is an attunement of being, not a gathering of knowledge as we ordinarily know it. We're not listening for content as much as listening in silence to silence, which Father Thomas Keating describes as God's first language. Everything else is a poor translation. But as we listen in quiet, open receptivity, we're coming into resonance with the Spirit, which allows for an inner transformation that is deeper than the level of information. When we receive God's love with our whole being, we will be able to allow this love to heal and transform us and to flow through us unimpeded by our ordinary fixations and mental clutter. Once we learn this attitude in our times of quiet prayer or meditation, We can bring the same attitude to our daily lives, learning to be open and receptive to all of it, and at the same time becoming attuned to the stirring of the Spirit in our hearts, so that we can live in free participation with the flow of the Spirit, which is only possible from a surrendered heart and an unfixated mind. So in the guided prayer that follows, I'll lead us in a time of practicing this together.